All right, we're back in the Copywriting Academy with the final lesson for Module 3. Module 3, of course, is the Persuasion Blueprint, and the final lesson is the Sales Copy Checklist, Lesson 4. So what is the Sales Copy Checklist? Well, it's what the name implies. It's a list that you can use to check off the items that you need to have in your sales message to make sure you haven't left anything out. Let me show you the checklist, and then I'll give you the second part of your homework assignment for this module. Okay, this is the 21-point sales copy checklist, and you just want to, after you've written your copy, you got your draft finished, your, let's call it your first official draft, and you're going to check it against the checklist, and you want to make sure you have the following items. Do you have an attention-grabbing headline? Do you have a captivating lead? That's the beginning part of your sales copy. It's the first 2 to 3 to 5 paragraphs. What starts people reading your copy? Is it captivating? It leads the copy. That's why it's called the lead. Do you have a section where you describe the current reality, where the problem is named and explained, where the consequences of not solving the problem are amplified, where there's a story of the guide appearing? Now, maybe you don't have a Gandalf-like character that appears in your story of how you created your product on investing in real estate, but you might have read some books by well-known investors. You might have studied what Warren Buffett thinks about investing. You might have learned through the school of hard knocks. You might have had a grizzled old real estate veteran who showed you the ropes, or a myriad of other things could have happened that could be the story of the guide appearing. It could be you found a dusty old book that contains secrets that are pretty basic, but everybody seems to have forgotten about. But somehow, somewhere, the guide has to appear. Do you have a section that talks about the traps, the try-fail cycles that you or the protagonist of the story that you're telling went through? Do you have a story of the victory being achieved? And when I say a story, it only has to be a paragraph or a couple of sentences, but you need to make it clear that you have solved this problem. The product named and revealed. This is pretty basic, but I've read sales letters where people forgot to say, well, the name of my product is the Fitness System 1000 or whatever it's called. And if you don't have a name for it, then how can people know that it's something that's available for them to buy? Do you include the product's primary benefit, and is it demonstrated? Remember the sales copy we saw for Michael Hyatt's Get Noticed WordPress theme, how he demonstrated through screenshots his product being used, solving people's problem. The primary benefit demonstrated. Do you have persuasion points or benefit bullet points? If you use the template I gave you, you do. Do you have proof positive? These would be testimonials. Do you have price justification, explaining why it's worth more than what you're asking for? Do you have the offer, the risk reversal or guarantee, the tipping point bonuses, the final price reveal? Now, we haven't talked much about this, but it's built into the template, and we'll talk more about it in a future section of the program. But there's a point where you finally reveal the actual price, and it's less than people expected if you've done your job right up to that point. And that's a great component of creating the momentum that leads to a sale. Have you answered any questions that they may have? Now, we may also call these objections. Have you recapped the offer? Have you made a call to action? And do you have what I call an activator? Now, an activator is something that kicks people into action. Maybe it's a limited time price. It's a limited time bonus. It's some kind of, some other people call it scarcity. Something that urges people make the decision to buy now. Maybe the price is going to go up at a specified date or a specified time. Maybe there's only a certain number of students you can accept into your program. But there must be some motivating factor that activates people to move, that gets them to take action. So take this checklist. This is going to be your homework, part two. Take the checklist and read your copy with a checklist in hand, looking for the missing pieces. And once you've either filled in the missing pieces or satisfied yourself that there are none, that you've covered everything, that the checklist is all checked off, then do what we call an OIFL read and rewrite. An OIFL is a term that Ken Davis coined in his book, Secrets of Dynamic Communicators, and it stands for on your feet out loud. And it just means that you take the copy and you stand up on your feet and you read it out loud, preferably to another person. And if not to another person, pretend you're reading it to another person as if you're giving a presentation. And the parts that make you stumble or that feel awkward coming out or that you don't read just right, you have to read them again because they didn't make sense, stop and mark those parts with a red pencil or a blue pencil or a fuchsia crayon, something that you'll see later, so you can go back and fix them. so that they read smoothly. And then after you've done that, do another OIFL reading until you can read it smoothly from start to finish. And once you've done that, go through your copy and make a final polish. And the final polish simply means you go through and look for any more typos or spelling errors or any places that you want to smooth things out or write a little bit more of an explanation about something or shorten something up. You'll know what the polishing moves are you want to make on your final draft of your copy. What do you do from it? What do you do with it from there? Once you've finished this draft, is it ready to go out into the world and sell your product? Well, not quite yet. We're going to put the copy on pause, and we're going to move on to some of the finer points of the different sections of your copy. Again, you didn't start from scratch. You started from a template, and now you've got a good, solid draft of your copy, and we're going to revise it and refine it, or if I made up a new word, we would call it revining it. We're going to revise it and refine it with the things you're going to learn in the upcoming modules. The next module in this course is called Magnetic Copy, Headlines and Subheads that grab your readers by the eyeballs. But don't get ahead of yourself. First, do your two-part homework for this module, and then I'll see you in the next module.